Politics for Dumb Fucks. Limbaugh wasn't sucking too bad on Monday, so I listened for a few minutes. A lady named Helen from North Carolina thanked Rush for allowing her to vent her anger at Joy Beho. Rush said, wait, Joy Beho? And the lady went off about Joy Behar talking nasty about the Tea Party, who were now demanding an apology from Joy Beho. Rush said, demanding an apology to the Tea Party from Joy Beho? And then he cracked up laughing. The entire call was confusing as hell until Rush managed to get the caller to explain that she wanted Behar off whatever show she is on. Rush tried to tell her that the network doesn't care whether people love Joy Behar. The network cares whether people talk about her. He wasn't getting anywhere, so he just made fun of the caller instead. Of course, everything Rush said just bounced off the idiot. This is not a political post. I'm about the most nonpartisan person I know. I think that every president that has been elected in my lifetime has been the right choice. Okay, maybe Clinton was a little weird, but the job was easy then. Booming economy, Gingrich was making sure Congress didn't spend any money, and we were just bombing the Middle East now and then to keep their heads down. It was a cushy job in the 90s. I couldn't give a roach's ass whether pot is legalized or not. The tax rates are about right. The troops are coming home in a few years. 20 years from now, they'll be back over there kicking asses. Energy policy is not going to change as long as oil and coal are cheap. Yes, fossil fuels are too cheap. So, why am I jeopardizing my writing career by mentioning Limbaugh? For the same reason Limbaugh gave Helen the Nimrod the chance to call Joy Behar a whore within earshot of 5 million people. He obviously didn't agree with her. Political speech is rarely about making a better government. It's about amusing ourselves. Politics, like the color of our skin, the text of our sacred scriptures, and the NFL, is one of many tools by which we express our hatred of each other. Don't take me wrong, we still love each other. 20 years ago, a buddy of mine told me, "You know, you can hate your parents and love them, too." I go, "Really? That's cool." And it is, you know. I have a few neighbors up and down the back alley whose guts I fucking hate. But I still care about them and check on them to see whether they're okay when I drive by. I guess it's kind of a Lot's wife thing. She was all ready to scrape off the people of Sodom, but she still had to turn around and look back for some stupid reason. That's me. So, go ahead and hate the dumb fucks you see and hear on TV and radio. You can even hate the dumb fucks you see around the table at Thanksgiving. But hate them with love. Tell yourself that in a few years, when the Tea Party is sobered up and Rand Paul is defending against charges of corruption or tax evasion or whatever, and the Dallas Cowboys are winning again, we'll be getting along a little better. I may even consider fucking Sarah Palin again, if she ever shuts up.